Sagar is a well-known Indian intuitive artist based in UAE. Her journey of self-healing began in the year 2000. Pari believes that true art is categorized by an irresistible urge towards creative freedom and self-expression. Each one of her paintings has a story to tell that is easy to comprehend. Pari enjoys working with different mediums such as oil, acrylic, and mixed media, and likes to experiment with colors, figures, and patterns. Pari presented a solo show titled Circle of Life in 2021 and Enlightened Vision in 2018, featuring a series of new intuitive art. Apart from all this, Pari Sagar is also a numerologist. She has recently published a new book called Numerology, Self-Discovery Through Numbers. She holds a lot of accolades, so let's hear it from her. I would like to welcome our next guest, Pari Sagar. Thank you, Pari, for joining our podcast Towards Tomorrow, despite your busy schedule. So to give a more context to our audience, tell us more about yourself and what motivates you to create art.
Wow, so much of me. Thank you. First of all, you have a beautiful smile, Komala. Let me tell you this.
Thank you.
I was born and brought up in Mumbai. I'm from a Gujarati family, very traditional and very conservative. So something about art was very different for the profession, what they had. So the designing artist was not in our blood, but my father believed in me. He always supported me, whatever I like, or whatever I would like to pursue in my profession, he was okay. But I started my artistic life like in a professional way in Dubai. Yeah. Whereas, you know, I learned all the art, the traditional, the abstract, or different kind of art in Dubai itself. So it was more of an experimental, rather than, you know, just putting up whatever you learn, you put it, and that's the formula of the artist. No, it is not like that. It is all about you have to feel free to create something. In order to, because I come from a conservative family, and to express myself through like art would be a little difficult for them to digest. But yeah. I said, let me try my way. I'm married. I have two children, and I'm in Dubai since I would say 1991, and wow, that's almost like 30 years
in
Dubai. Yeah. So there was no platform for the artists. I tell you, when I came here, it was like a desert. Everything is desert in Dubai, and when you have to live in desert, you try to learn, adapt things, and try to adjust things by yourself. So that was my journey, you know. In 2000, it was a transition for me because my children were grown up and they were on their own a little bit. So that's where I started my journey through art. Like, I wanted to express, and it was I would say that, you know, the true art is the characteristic, and it's irresistible urge towards creative freedom. So you need to have that freedom within yourself to create art. That was my learning, first step towards it. So each painting, I have a story to tell. So I tell the story through colors, through, you know, the elements. If you see my painting behind, it's the Poseidon. So, you know, I talk about the water is blue, and if you know about the Greek god, it has the element of water. So I try to bring the story in my art, and that's what I would like to express through colors, figures, patterns, design, and then it becomes like a surrealistic art. for me.
So do you find inspiration in these artistic works, or do you also find inspiration like in your day-to-day activities? Like if you just see a tree, you would draw inspiration through that. So how does that work?
Inspiration. I tell you, inspiration comes from just looking at you. Looking at you brings me inspiration. Like inspiration come from the designs next to you, or maybe inspiration comes next to your switch, you know, the how different elements can bring that inspiration. So inspiration is not out there, but it's within you. You have to look for it. And every time you look for it, you will get it. And if I tell you that I had done the solo exhibition when I wanted to think of, you know, the title for my exhibition, for my art, you know, then I was looking, what is that element which is common in all the painting? So it inspired me to form a subject for my exhibition, like, you know, circle of life, or envision enlightenment, or maybe, you know, enlightened vision. So everything is inspiration. So if I look for an inspiration, I see the children, they give me a lot of inspiration when they draw a crooked circle. You know, they are not drawing this as proper circle, like you need to have a geometry, a compass for drawing the for circle, but they draw anything. So that inspires me, that beautiful element.
So you work with a lot of different mediums, right? So which is your favorite medium to work on?
My medium, you know, it depends on the my mood. Actually, I'm very moody in my work. So anything and everything, whenever you want to express something, you need to have come from within. It's not outside. So I feel like, okay, today I want to do realistic and I have a time for 4 hours or 5 hours, I'll do the realistic painting. But if I have something abstract, no, I don't want a detailed work. I want to do something, you know, abstract version. So I just splash the colors and see what it comes out and what it turns out to be or something. So it is like, you know, I discover through the, you know, my thought process, and I discover what works for my style, what works for my, you know, what kind of a style I'm creating. So I discover. It is all about Discovery Channel.
And experimenting.
Yes, yes, totally. You know, you need to have that positive vibe. You know, sometimes it's all about, you know, how positive you feel. You know, sometimes you feel positive, you want to draw positive things. And if you are feeling negative, maybe you just want to scribble and waste your papers. But it's not about that. It's all about expressing. So maybe your moods will say you that, you know, what you want to express, like, you know, during the COVID time, it was like horrible times, you know, but still you try to bring that positive within you and you want to express and see what works for you.
Like you said, you are moody. So do you have a favorite time of the day that you create art, or you are just very flexible around the timing?
Early mornings are the best time. Now I feel that all that morning times are given to my children, my students, you know. I enjoy that early morning, that early rise, and you can see that positive vibe, what you can bring, that change, how you can feel fresh. That's all about. So it's very important that what feeling I carry today, because I want to carry that thought full day, and that full day will make my positive vibe everywhere, you know. So I try to bring that positive vibe in the morning, and that makes my ambience, and that's where I create my art. So I need to have a music, I need to have a peaceful effect, and if my birds are chirping out, and I need to have that element within. So when I appreciate my own stuff, I like to create that on the canvas. So it is all about how do I feel. Am I feeling the abstraction version of me, or I want to be a realistic in my artwork, or something like that. So it is, I prefer very peaceful time, and that carries the whole day.
Yeah. So like we are a podcast for teens. So how would you say that art actually impacts the lives of your students or teenagers in general?
For the teenagers, I tell you, it's very important. It's very important. And not only just they are just scribbling and they want to just make the something, you know, their lives out of it, or they want to bring that, okay, I want to use it for my career. No. Do art for your maybe a hobby, or maybe if you want to feel that what will bring that beautiful sense of, you know, creation. So it's art is all about, you know, effective, like, you know, how it affects a person. Yeah. Right. So maybe, you know, if you're creating, you create and see what it encourages you. It encourages your thinking process, you know. Sometimes they come up with the weirdos. I have taught many teenagers, you see. So when they come, okay, I want to make my portrait, or maybe I want to draw a portrait of my mother. So they come with that thought process, you know, that I want to do a portrait for my parents, or maybe, you know, for myself. Then what mood they carry? Maybe they are carrying, any kind of happy thoughts. It will come effectively on their canvas. But sometimes they need to discover their possibilities, that what is the mental and emotional and physical balance which stimulates them, you know. So it is all about their what will benefit after the process of, you know, creating art.
Yeah. So what would you say the benefits of creating art is?
It's like, you know, it will give you mental health, first of all, you know. Sometimes you have so many things to say, but everything is inside. But if you don't express through your words, how you will know that how much you spoke?
Yeah.
So the same is similar as for the art. You need to create something. I know some people get, I'm not that good artist, but who told you that to be a good artist? Experiment it. Try out. If you don't try it, how you will get it? The passion comes within. Afterwards, the passion follows. It will, you need to first discover your self-esteem, how much time you can give for your art, how much you can excel in it. Like, you know, it's all about dedication, about, you know, enjoying the process, because at the end, you need to enjoy that whatever 2 hours or 3 hours you're putting up, right? Without that, how can you discover that, you know, what is the beneficial for me? So at the end, the effect has to be engaging, and then the creative mind will give you that flow. Okay, I want to do it. Maybe a traditional art, or maybe you can try an abstract art, you know, a beginner person who wants to just start with it. Try something. Don't go academically that, you know, you need to, you know, work according to your school, but express through your, maybe, you know, illustration, how you can illustrate things. Bring that illustration in your artwork and you will see, you know, different element, and it will come like very smoothly afterwards. Yeah. It's not the beginning process. It will come on its own later. I tell you, one of the student I came across, and she was very much, I want to do the Picasso's painting. I want to be like Picasso. But, you know, how to discover your style in a Picasso way? It's very important to discover yourself, right? You can't really, copy, paste. Maybe I will go through that, you know, just go through with 2-3 paintings of Picasso, understand his style, understand the artist, how he has created, because he must have done the realistic art before, and then gradually he has come to the artist abstraction. So it's very important that find your own style. If you want to do Picasso style, understand how you can convert that style into your illustration. So there I help them, you know, if you're creating two friends, how you can break them, how you can make it abstract. Maybe the body is not the same. the face is not the same, but you're expressing through lines, through doodling, or maybe, you know, you're creating the some shapes, and then you process the colors. So what colors you will apply, where the primary goes, where the secondary goes, where the tertiary goes, you know, then comes the element of, you know, how you're going to use this. So it is all about composition.
Yeah. So suppose someone, a teenager, wants to pursue career in art. So how does the person go about it?
Good question. For the career.
Yeah.
Career, like, you know. If you say that, you know, career is not one thing. What is your inspiration saying? That, you know, some people are amateur artists. Like, maybe I'm doing a 10 portraits or 15 portraits. I've done few portraits and then I want to use that portrait in my career. Or maybe I want to become a portrait artist. Okay, I'm giving an example. So in that case, what they will do, they will create their own style, because that's where your style comes in. Career will come automatically. First, you have to master your style.
Right.
Nobody can create your style. It's your signature style you need to create. And then, you know, you build up your career from amateur to the professional artist. It's a journey. It's not like, you know, just you jump in into professional.
It doesn't happen overnight. Yeah.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You need to have that. Your persistence, your inspiration, which you will help yourself to move ahead. You know, sometimes you create some art, but you don't like it.
Right. You're
just done for the heck of doing it. But that will not pursue your career. You need to be a consistent in your work. You need to show that consistency that, you know, I'm going to visit my canvas and see what I can create. I can create better than what I had done before. So it is just a self-discovery. But when you put it on the career, career has many elements. It's not about only creation. It's all about choosing your goals and managing your goals. List of the benefits of your goals and then challenge yourself. Then you will grow your career. You know, you need to challenge yourself every time. I have to challenge myself every day. What I can do better than yesterday, what I can prove myself, and what yesterday I didn't do, I want to do it today. So it is like pushing your boundaries, right? So it is when you talk about the career is a big word, but how you are going to craft it, it's important. How you're going to choose your management. Like right now, people make 10 to 50 paintings, and then they put it on the social media. Social media is a beautiful, you know, tool for marketing, you know, how you will market your skills. So this is how you bring your management. Then social media, then website. You have to build your career for building your brand. Your brand is very important. Now everything is personal branding. So this is hand in hand. But when you talk about the personal branding, career, you add up into, it's a whole package. It's not only one thing, you know. From amateur to professional, it's a journey.
Yeah.
And then you need to have a, like, you know, people who can associate, where you can find the galleries, where you can show your art, you can bring those, you know, art pieces in the galleries. People have to constantly see your work growing. That it's not about 50 paintings. It's all about how many changing, how many transition you have in your career. Maybe you have done some abstraction, but you can create something for the people, what they want from you. So it is all about commission work, how you can grow in commission work. So career is like, you know, you can't hang on to, okay, I made 10 paintings and now I'm selling it. And then once I sell it, I'll get my career. No, it's like a process. Every day you go for a work. And then you have to build up your career. How the things will add up into your, you know, the change. How you can improve your career. And then, you know, you have to find the venues, the places, the people whom you can help. The plan is not straight for the artist. It's like, you know, dig down, go deep in within yourself. How you can bring your the artistic skill, which nobody has it. And then you show out into the world, right? It's a two thing.
Right. Yeah.
And now in the virtual, life, everything is online. You need to manage, you have to show your art piece in such a way that, it has to reflect the other person that they want to know. So that's your forte. You need to create that backbone strong for your career to grow. You have to plan your career in such a way that how you will challenge, how you will benefit, how you will put your goals, what you want to create. Write every day that, today I'm going to create one piece at a time. And that I'll see to the next. Every step is a new step, right? Every painting is a new story. You can't clink on the last painting that, that was my favorite. Oh, I'm so emotionally attached to it and I cannot let go of that. I've seen those people, who gets emotionally attached. So I say that, are you creating emotionally? That's beautiful. You're putting your emotions. But at the same time, you have to think about your career, how you want to grow.
The art industry, it's like, people come and they show their art pieces. It's nice. It's beautiful. Then you have to keep on, showing your art piece every time. You have to create something where it has to be connected to the audience as well as, it has to be connected to your series. It has to hold on to the, how you will make the better version of your creation. That is the tools what we needed for creation and to be an artist for a longer run.
Yeah.
So it is all about how you build your career. It's from the amateur to mature artist. It's like, people start with their heart. I know all the amateur artists, they start with their heart, but then they have to make it very professionally, think as a business, think as your art as a business. Like, I gave free to my friend, I gave this to my friend, but you need to monetize. You need to monetize. Then only your art will become a business, right? Yeah. So thinking of the emotional painting and the make it in a terms of a business as a career, it's very important. What are you thinking? What are your emotions saying to it? Because once you say, okay, I did it with my heart, it's beautiful. You do your art piece with your heart. But at the same time, you have to understand your time, your value to it. Because at the end, people forget about their value.
Yeah.
They just create and gift it, or they just create and give it. But that is adding a value to your work. So it's very important. What value are you creating in your career? The art has to bring value to you. Which artists, most of the artists are missing this point into it. They'll make the career goals, but at the same time, it's not a straight line. It has its ups and downs. It has its turns, and you need to be free at this. How you will create those pieces? How you will create that? I tell you, most of my painting, which I sold, it was done intuitively, and that painting had found the house where. I did not expect it, but they are just looking at that artist. This is what I want for my home. That makes a resonation. Okay, so it was created for somebody and which was created by me. So it is like, I'm the tool of creating this art piece and it is going to somebody's house. But this art piece, what I created, it's a value.
Yeah.
So then your career grows. It will not come easy. You need to really dig out what is your style, what is your signature way of creating that art piece. Make sense?
What I feel is that in this run, that people are trying to create value for others, but rather missing out on trying to create value for their own personal branding. So that's how you turn from amateur to professional.
Yes, you have to be, stop being perfection. There is no way of being perfection that, I created art and then I became perfect. There is no perfection in the artist. In the art career, there is no perfection. There is no like a rule, 1, 2, 3, you will go it, you will get it. You become an MBA. No, it's nothing like that. It's like it's a transition. It's it's a way of life. And I believe that don't be perfect in your art. Then it will be like a copy paste.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you bring your signature style or maybe your signature way of, you know, creating your art piece. It becomes like, it only like that person has created and it's her style. And that's where you find your way of, you know, becoming artist. Artist doesn't come. You be a painter, you paint, but an artist is something you really need to come your way of, you know, creation.
Right.
There's a two things. Painter is creating something copy paste, but an artist is creating a collection of her style. That's the difference.
So you are displaying the one painting over there of the horse. So is there a story behind it?
Yes. It's a painting of Poseidon, where I was watching a movie of Poseidon, and it's if you know the Percy Jackson, you know the there was the novel of the Percy Jackson.
Yeah.
Yes, have you heard about it? Have you read that book?
I was watching that movie.
And I thought, you know, why not paint that, you know, the element of water. And I was into, that time I was creating for the horse show, where I have to portray my kind of a horse in that horse show, because there is a simultaneous going on the horse show and the art show. So it is like, you know, I wanted to complement the horses, but my kind of horses, where I wanted to think of, you know, the element of water. So there I came with this subject. I did it in maybe 2008, and I had displayed this first time in Trade Center, Dubai. And I think so after that, I had must have created many paintings of the horses. I sold it also, but it's not like, you know, the same kind. It would be a different elements. Maybe the backside, if I show you, can I show you?
Something? Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah.
If I show you something backside, you see the horses?
Yeah, yeah. The one on the wall, right? Yeah.
Yes, that is on the wall. So it is all about, like, you know, I did this with the charcoal and acrylic. So this is oil painting that is with the charcoal and acrylic. So every art piece would be a different experiment, but it brings the thought process running behind. And if I show you one of the art piece which I created, this is going to the museum. Can you see this art piece? Maybe I'll go a little far.
It's like a tree that's coming together, all the trees, right?
Yes. This painting is going to go to museum in Korea. It's for the peace. Like, you know, we are doing the exhibition Access of Peace. And this is selected by 12 judge around the world. They are doing, after the COVID, the 2 years where we are talking about the peace, we have to bring the peace through art. And that's where this painting is going for to display in the next month. Maybe in the month of September, we're going to have the exhibition in Korea.
Moving on, can you talk your experience of solo art shows that you did?
My experience of the show. It was like, you know, it's a creative thinking. Actually, I did not think of doing the solo exhibition. This is very interesting story, which I would like to share, is that, you know, I was creating my art pieces, and I had not a particular way the thing that what kind of art pieces are those and what collection could gather. There I had invited one of the curator to help me out to make the statement of the art pieces, what collection I have. There she came and she helped me, okay, let's break down and see what collection we can create out of it, and we will show in the places. And as an artist, I wouldn't go that, you know, I want to spend so much of money and shell so much of money to, you know, to show my art. Why? So I always look for a sponsor who can help me to show my art pieces. And that's where I've been very lucky to have the sponsor every time whenever I wanted to show my art pieces. So I had one fertility hospital. They sponsored me, and my 40 to 50 paintings were displayed in the hospital for my first solo. And second was done in the gallery, which happened 2021, the last year, which I did it in DIC, which is the Dubai International Arts Center, which I did it. And every time I come with a different theme, different collection, and that is just a process. The day of the exhibition, where it's inauguration, is just like, you know, you go for an exhibition, you go for an examination, and then the people are going to judge you,
yeah,
or see your work. That kind of a feeling, I get it. But the process, the journey of creating art pieces, maybe a 1 year or something, that's a fun part. I like to enjoy the process rather than the result.
Yeah. There are very few people who actually enjoy the process. I mean, they are usually focused on reaching the destination rather than enjoying the whole journey of it.
Yeah, that's where the people make mistake, right? Because, you know, at the end, I remember my very early days is when I used to show my art piece every week. Every week, I used to go to the market and show my art pieces. Today I made this painting, that painting. I would like to have people's feedback. So I used to go to the art market and show my art pieces, 10 pieces, 20 pieces, whatever I used to make. So that's where I was, you know, getting to know from the people that, you know, how to market my work. And that was my hard 10 years, which I invested in. Every single weekend, I used to go to the market and show my art piece, just to show. And then, you know, evaluate what the people would say, what they would come back with the feedback, and what style they like. And that's where I marketed myself. So I was, you know, promoting my own art pieces. That's how I did it. And then, you know, it's a process. You can't really, people will give you a butter, will give you a bread. But to make a bread butter of your career is something, it comes after a few stage, after a few years, it's like that. It's not like a 9-to-5 job. It's a 24/7 job.
Yeah.
But you have to put your dedication, your hard work. And your hard work pays in a different way.
Yeah. So any last message for the students or teenagers who want to pursue art, not just as a career, but as a hobby? And also for the parents who can be more supportive to their children.
Okay, there are many questions in your question. I think so. Can we break it?
Yeah, first we can go on to the students or the teenagers, that if they would want to, not just pursuing a career, but just as a hobby. So any message for them?
Okay, for the hobby is very good. Just relax. Just relax. Mm-hmm. I remember we used to do a therapeutic art for the students who wanted to de-stress themselves. Mm-hmm. I used to do for the adults to de-stress themselves. So the mandala art is very beautiful. Then we have intuitive art where you can de-stress yourself through working with the undominant hand. So when you take a hobby art, just do have fun. Just have fun. What colors makes you feel? Maybe you want to do figures, or maybe you want to do, you know, illustration, or maybe digital art, or any kind of art. But stick to it. Enjoy that process. Think that, you know, I will spend 2 hours or 1 hour every day for my hobby. I will invest 1 hour for my hobby and see what it gives you result. It is not one day job. It's everyday job or maybe a weekly job, where you will see after a month, you will see a difference. So we always say, challenge yourself for 30 hours. Work for yourself for 30 hours. Give that investment for your hobby 30 hours or maybe 12 hours. So in that, you can break down into 2 hours or 3 hours or maybe, 1 hour and see the result. I have seen changes in my students. So what I say, just invest that 30 hours for yourself, maybe 10 classes or a 12 classes or maybe 1 hour classes, and invest that and see that what your hobby brings you back to you.
Yeah.
And then it will be a rewarding. So I always say to the parents who get these children to me, I always say that it's nice to invest, but don't invest in the stationery only. Invest in their productivity. What are they bringing back home? So that is important. When you bring that product back home and you see that, today my children have done this, or it's a progress what they have done, understand their achievement. Because people forget about their achievement. They will just want to have, how my daughter can be an artist. I said, let her enjoy the process rather than, jumping to the artist. When I get those kind of a students, parents, I always say, give me 30 hours or maybe give me 45 hours. And let's find out what your children have to give back to you. So it is a two-way, right?
Yeah.
A teacher's possibilities, bringing their artworks, getting their, understand your student better. Because no two student is the same. If one student wants to do a figure, the other wants to do an illustration. So you have to understand your child, what your child loves to do. Digital art, go for it. If it's a traditional art, go for it. If it's just a simple, sketching or doodling, go for it. But invest your time in your hobby.
So how can the parents be more supportive of their kids, not just in stationery or investing their money, but do they have to take up these classes with the kids, or how do they go about it?
Of course, teacher have to do their part by teaching the art, or maybe if the student is learning by themselves, self-learning, it's nice to invest there where the parents doesn't have to interfere. It's only when it is like, the parents know the children's capabilities and they want to bring the best. In India, it is the saying that, art, music, and dance is the dance, culture of India.
Yeah.
We are the people who hold these resources. You have to just tap that. And the parents are those who help to see that. And, they have to tune it right. Right channeling is very important for the children to grow, to evolve. Now it's so many things opened up, like, the online you can learn. There are so many channels where they are teaching differently how you have to use your tools for painting, maybe in digital or maybe traditional. So it is the platforms are many. You have to invest your time and efforts.
Yeah.
And then I would always say that the parents bring that, that value, encouragement. It's very important to develop. You need to encourage your children. You can do better. The simple three words, you can do better, makes a lot of difference to the children. I tell you, now people, they yearn to understand what is positive words. So bringing that positivity is like, you can be a creative, you can generate creativity through your investment of your time for your hobby.
Thank you, Pari Sagar, for shedding light on a very unconventional path, either as a career or as a hobby. And I hope that the teenagers and the parents pick up highlights from this episode, and they encourage their kids not just to take it as a hobby, but also as a career, because I think the students have to be encouraged in their own way to find their own style, to not be a Picasso, but to find their own Picasso in their own style. So thank you for sharing your insights on the art and the art industry.
Thank you for having me, Komal. Thank you.